Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
AJ Minter signing a 2-year, $22 million deal with the New York Jets. Your face.
Well, that sounds even better when you say the Jets. Just,
did I say Jets? I mean Mets. Well, it's the time of day, guys. He switched to
NFL, apparently. Oh, man, I was looking at both faces until our Jets, and I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he's
like, well,
switching the linebacker.
Did we trade him for Ulbrich? Is that what happened?
There we go. That's what happened.
And now we reveal the next Jets starting quarterback, AJ Minter.
No, it's all the same.
I'm not happy about this.
I know.
My spirit animal has left.
Not only that.
He gone.
No, the Mets.
Yeah, he went to my spirit animal went to one of my hated rivals, and he is also one of those guys that was on that championship team that was big, and he had a lot of big moments for this team in the postseason. I'll never forget in 2020 when you're so short on pitching staff and you have to ask AJ Minter to pitch in a game, to start in a game versus the Dodgers in the NLCS, and he gave everything he had.
Yeah.
He was phenomenal. And I think that was when they were up 3-1. Remember, they blew that series to the Dodgers. I don't know. This one hurts. There's some that hurt. Like, for whatever reason, I loved Freddie Freeman. But the Freddie one, just, you knew it was going to happen, and it didn't hurt as bad. I knew Dansby was going to leave, and it didn't hurt as bad. You knew Freed was going to leave. It didn't hurt as bad. This one hurts.
There's just sometimes where, as a Braves fan, that you just the Moneyball aspect of being a fan of this franchise, it stinks. I mean, you get outbid by some of these teams that are willing to spend all this money. It just stinks. You look at Max Fried; there was never a chance he was coming back. AJ Minter making $11 million per, like, you're not going to give him that. Freddie Freeman, the money. I mean, you can make the argument all you want to that you were going to, and maybe you were, but he goes out to a Dodgers team that's willing to spend billions. It feels like. On it, not just feels like they've got $1 billion in contracts. So it's just, I don't know, man. It's a tough pill to swallow because it just feels like when you look at hard salary caps and everything else from around the league and other leagues, just it's a tough situation as a baseball fan if you're not teams one of those top spinners.
The way that they've been doing things has worked for them. I know you're going to say no World Series in the past, couple seasons, but they've been in the conversation, and then they've won a World Series. What, that was 2021?
One, yeah. No,
I'm not advocating for the way they do things or disagreeing with it. I'm just asking you, like, it's worked for them. Do you still have a problem because you are in your feelings about AJ Minter? And I mean that in a nice way.
Yeah, no, I don't think you. I don't think you're taking a shot. Look, first off, it's you have to. I get frustrated when I hear people complain about it. I'm interacting with a lot of our listeners, and they're like, "Well, the Dodgers are doing this."
I saw that,
and I'm trying to tell people, but well, this is clear they don't want to win, and I don't agree with that because they've done everything their way, and it's why you have Matt Olson locked up, Sean Murphy locked up, Acuna's been locked up, Ozzie was locked up, Michael Harris is locked up, Spencer Strider is locked up, Austin Riley is locked up. Like, they have their core locked up, right? But what you're seeing happen now is, well, why couldn't AJ Minter come back? That's not, I mean, that he got paid, but this guy showed that he's been good,
yeah,
and he's worked. Then you lose out to Tanner Scott, who gets 4 years, $72 million to be not a closer, but a reliever in the Dodgers bullpen. He's getting $18 million a year.
Crazy.
And see,
crazy.
That's what I'm trying to tell people. Like, you can't. No one is competing with that. It's the Dodgers and everybody else, and the Mets a little bit.
That's why I was trying to say it stinks being a Braves fan at times because of that. Because and this is just baseball in general, and it's the same. You know, look, it just is the way it is. Like, and I know there's collective bargaining that'll be coming up in the next year or two. There's other things to talk about, and maybe there's some kind of luxury tax that gets inflated. I don't know, but man, like, it's tough to swallow And it feels like you're just up against the world sometimes when it's worked until it doesn't, and until a lot of those pieces you relied on walk out the door.
And people can say, well, the Dodgers haven't won every World Series. Now they've won two in the last, what, 4 or 5 years? And that's a good number. What I'll say, too, is baseball has a problem, and baseball needs to address it because the Atlanta Braves are printing money. Okay, they have one of the top five attendances in baseball, and the battery is nothing but dollar bills. It just prints money. So they can, I'm not saying they need to be the Dodgers, but they can definitely spend more. But that's the thing, is just remember, they have a formula, and they do not stray from it, and it has worked for a title in the past.